London and Brighton Naked Bicycle Rides. Every year since 2014, I've cycled in the London part of the World Naked Bike Ride. This year, like usual, I stripped off and cycled in the capital back on Saturday the 8th of June 2019 with hundreds and hundreds of other cyclists. But this year, on the following day, I then cycled in the Brighton Naked Bicycle Ride for the very first time and loved it. I want to document here what I got up to on this fabulous weekend and then share some photos of the events and also use this space to give the reasons why I take part. I got the train down to London, a home in Wellingborough. The heavens had opened and I was imagining a very wet and very cold ride. However, once I got into London, the sun shone down through the clouds and then the clouds disappeared, the wind dropped and it felt warm. I had some food on the Strand and watched as the Red Arrows flew over for the Queen's official birthday. After lunch, I cycled to Tower Hill. There were 7 start points for the ride. Usually I do start at Hyde Park, but with this being the biggest starting point, it does attract a lot of photographers. Personally, I don't mind having my photo taken, but the photographers aren't too interested in me, but rather some are a strange breed who are obsessed with titties. Once breasts are exposed, I suppose some of them feel a sexual desire to run over and snap away to keep those sights for posterity. Those sights of bare skin, and underneath the milk-producing tissue and fat. That's not the point of the ride though, more on this later. Also, a problem occurs when the photographers swarm in and it ends up narrowing the archery route for the beginning of the ride, which hinders the smoothness of leaving en masse. I arrived at Tower Hill and initially saw only a few bicycles. As we got closer to cycle off though, their numbers suddenly swelled. After meeting a few people at Tower Hill, we cycled west along the Cycle Superhighway, soon to be renamed simply as a cycleway, and then met up with the other groups on Westminster Bridge. We cycled in a big loop over the Thames a few times through Covent Garden towards Buckingham Palace in case the Queen wanted to wave, and then ended up under Wellington Arch. Here are a few photos. It was a wonderful ride. With London, you get so many people on the ride that within moments, it feels normal to be naked. In fact, I got talking to some people and asked them why their feet were dressed. They subsequently removed their shoes and socks. And of course, spectator-wise, London is unique in terms of its tourist footfall. Around nearly every street corner you turn, there will be a tourist who is shocked and surprised at seeing the human form cycling past. I witnessed no hostility whatsoever on the ride. I heard claps, cheers and laughter. After a great ride, I returned my hire bicycle to the London Bicycle Tour Company based near the Imperial War Museum, got a Cadet cycle and went to London Bridge. I then caught the train down to Brighton. I stayed the night at the Ibis Hotel, and out my window, I could see the sea. I decided to go out that evening. Firstly, I walked down the front and then up onto St. James's Street. I went out for a very nice Italian, onto a few cabaret venues, albeit it was a bit more like karaoke, and then onto a club. The next morning, I awoke, had breakfast and then walked through the lanes, a fascinating area with narrow twisting alleyways full of pubs, independent shops and restaurants. Once it had opened, I went along the promenade to Brighton Beach Bikes. I met Mel, who gave me a lovely touring bicycle. I cycled on the pier a bit, went to the Royal Pavilion, back to the hotel, got ready and then joined the cyclist at Preston Park. As I cycled along, I was blown away at the police presence in the park. A dozen or so police cyclists, 2 police motorbikes, a police van and officers on foot. I asked them why they were there. "We're here for the naked bike ride," they said. I thanked them and cycled on. I know from experience that the World Naked Bike Ride has its roots in a protest, more on this later, but I thought that having that many police was a bit heavy-handed. Immediately, I felt a different vibe. with music playing, an enclosure for the cyclists to prepare away from photographers, and designated body painters on hand, it was such an organised event. I was given a card advertising the event. It was very professionally done. The enclosure was opened, we were let out, and the cycle began. I soon discovered why there were police there. The police motorbikes led the actual event, and the police cyclists went along the route, ensuring that the side roads were closed to motor vehicles while the protest went by. The police were there helping to ensure the ride went off without a hitch. In London, without an authority presence, sometimes it feels the group gets a bit fragmented when drivers end up pulling out of junctions despite there being absolutely no room to do so. And it blocks the space for the hundreds and hundreds of cyclists all trying to squeeze past them. Also, at the front, sometimes cyclists try to squeeze past the stationary buses and cars ahead of them. Very strange behaviour on both sides. It creates bottlenecks and extends delays. During the ride, I met a few people and were asking whether they'd taken part in the ride in Brighton before. For some, it was their first time, but for others, they were seasoned riders. They told me about the different feel in Brighton. They told me the fact that it's fully supported by the police each year. Side note, I read the other day on a newspaper comment section how outraged someone was that the police were encouraging this illegal act, but punish other ones. It is not illegal to be naked in the United Kingdom. What could lead to someone's arrest is if an individual decides to ditch all their clothes and behaves in a manner deemed to offend someone, and this is likely to come from a sexual behaviour. If this other person reports the offence, the police can get involved and make an arrest. Our relationship with nudity is strange. Why would it be illegal? I really had a good time in Brighton, both enjoyment in terms of the cycle and the city. I liked the vibe and the feel of the place. The cycle was a wonderful opportunity to explore different areas that otherwise I would not have seen. The ride ended at a nudist beach. It was really quite relaxing, but eventually it got a bit nippy. I returned my bicycle to Mel. I really do strongly recommend Brighton Beach Bikes. It is conveniently located and the process was quick and simple. I hired it online a few days before, the bicycles were all prepared, and within minutes I was away. It was a city bike as well, so it meant I was in a nice upright position. Here are some photos of the ride. Why do I take part? I decided to write this because I faced some hostility before I took part in the ride. I see comments on newspaper websites and Facebook group posts before and after the event. I look intently, actually after the event, in the hope that I would see a picture of myself, but I did not this time. For those comments below, I generally do let them slide because, well, commenters are generally quite strange. Many are keyboard warriors. For example, a few days ago, it was picked up in the media, a driver of a big petrol tanker stopped, blocked the lane, alighted his vehicle, and helped a frail pedestrian cross the road. It was a pretty wonderful act, and I think it's great. I know for certain there would have been a commenter screaming in their minds and expressing themselves through aggressive pigeon typing that it was an outrage that the driver would do this. Their logic would have been something like, would have cost the economy a fortune by slowing down everyone's journey. Or if someone, say, gave money to the poor, well, they shouldn't be rich in the first place, or the person shouldn't be poor in the first place. That's the kind of logic that they have, and they moan because they can and are not charged per word that they type. Imagine if I were charged per word I type. Ah! I remember verbally telling an old friend in the gym about my first ride back in 2014. I was really excited I was about to do it. Having looked at the protest points for the ride, I wholeheartedly supported this and didn't even consider the fact that anyone would be against it. He didn't even want to explore the reasons, but expressed his disgust in the naked body. It's unnatural. Before I had time to jump in, he and his friends started talking about it being an abomination because children could see it. At this time, I was rather dumbfounded, but now I know that there are people out there that are scared of nudity, so I have prepared an arsenal to defend the action. Also, last week, I sent an acquaintance a message asking if he would like to join me. He could have politely said no thanks, not for me, but instead, in response, he sent me a block of text saying that for nakedness, there's a time and a place for it, stating that it was voyeuristic, branding it a sex crime, and saying that it would infringe on other people's freedoms. Wow, I say to both of these people. What is your problem with the human body? It is natural. Why get so aggressive and passionate about an act that does not hurt or hinder anyone else? It is normal. We are not born fully dressed. We are naked. For the guy in the gym, I have a little add-on. He is a turned religious man. From no religion when he was a teenager, he now follows God's every word, although it's through someone else, obviously. Abiding by his logic, it was God who would have designed the very body that you are now demanding needs to be hidden away and covered up because it is unnatural and disgusting to expose. It is not voyeuristic and it is not a sex crime. This is not a giant orgy. There is no sexual gratification from riding around. The cyclists at the numerous pause breaks don't get off their bikes and down on their knees. Sometimes photographers may take photos for personal pleasures, as explained above. Did I look at a few penises? Yes, but not so I could wank off. I looked at them in the same way that I would look at someone's face in a pub. Damn, he's nice. Should he wear a full face veil to stop me from doing this? And I suppose there is a sense of comparison too. It is always interesting to size up. I did wonder if some were real or injected with silicone. The ride is intended to shock. It's a protest. You don't expect to see a naked body, and it makes people pay attention. The reason it shocks is because social norms and capitalism have made covering up essential. Why is it that we have wardrobes bursting with different colours, shapes and materials? The shops want you to continue buying and buying and covering up and covering up. This is fashion. I've alluded to it through this blog post. The World Naked Bike Ride is a protest. It is a very visual reminder of the vulnerability cyclists face. It calls on other road users to give cyclists more room when overtaking. Remember, cyclists, like pedestrians, are on the road by right. Drivers are only there on license. Usually, I have painted on my back the message, "Now can you see me?" When I am dressed, I've had drivers say, "Sorry mate, I didn't see you," when they nearly hit me. I have actually been hit because someone didn't use their eyes properly when propelling 2 tons of metal on the road. Ridiculous. Talking about propelling all of this metal begs the question, is there any need to? The protest also calls for an end to our obsessive car culture and car dependency. And on an even wider level, it calls for the end to oil dependency. It is often the case that there is no need to drive only a few miles, propelling all of that weight, taking up all of that space, adding to the congestion, polluting the environment, and being a danger. There was talk about how the naked cyclists, by being free, would infringe on other people's freedoms. The idea, I suppose, is that if someone else did not want to see a buttock or a penis, they cannot do anything but look. Considering I don't believe the human body to be ugly or grotesque, I don't think this is a problem. What I think infringes more so on people's freedoms is that there should be the right and freedom to breathe clean air. The pollution from exhaust really makes a difference to air quality. Children's lung growth is being shunted because of pollution. On some days in London, people are advised not to have the freedom to exercise simply because some people are making needless journeys by motor car. Air pollution does not just affect people in the capital. Schools up and down the country are a particular hotspot for increased levels of pollution because some parents choose to drive right up to the school gates and some even leave their engines idling. Finally, the protest calls for a celebration of body freedom. It shouldn't be outrageous to simply show one's body. It is natural and normal. Personally, I like taking part because it feels good. The wind on my dick makes me feel free. But seriously, it feels so good because of the cheerful reactions from the crowds and the camaraderie of my fellow cyclists. Perhaps it is my nature, but I talk to anyone and everyone, and I see and chat to some familiar faces year on year. Importantly, I think it is a really useful event for body positivity. It makes me feel so comfortable in my skin and realise that everyone is made up of different shapes, sizes and colours. I sometimes convince myself that I'm fat and I need to lose some weight. I try to cut down or, more effective for me, exercise a bit more. Seeing bodies which are free from being hidden and shackled by clothes makes one realise that everyone is vastly different and I am normal. I do believe that some clothes shield and hide away shape and difference. Clothes cover rolls of fat and hide abs. They make the penis and breast incredibly hidden away body parts. Why in our society are these body parts so very sexualised? Is part of the reason that they're hidden away and then sexualised in the media and made to feel like a taboo? I recently read a study that some people don't like getting undressed in front of their sexual partners because they are not comfortable with their bodies. As a gay man, it makes me realise that dick sizes vary enormously. Many people have their minds shaped by unrealistic bulges, six-packs, thick-fin, big-breasted women on advertisements, and of course, in the whole world of porn. Not everyone is hung, and the question of how hung actually is hangs in the balance. This year, both rides, more so the Brighton ride, had an Extinction Rebellion focus. The protest aims, as explained above, tie in nicely to the demands of Extinction Rebellion. That's all for now. Thanks for reading or listening. Speak soon. Samuel.